back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorneys Eric Glazer, that birthday boy, and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA. Yes, we're all back together. A law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all of your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Thanks, Karen. Good morning, everybody. And even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, where you can listen to all of our past shows. You can sign up for our free seminars. You can see who the show's sponsors are and visit all of their websites. Lots and lots of sponsors keep joining the show, I'm glad to say, and they make it possible week in and week out. So thank you very much to all of them. You can link to our Facebook page. You can link to our condo and HOA blog. You can join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements that we send out about the show all the time. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
And last week, we had a great show. It was devoted to protecting our properties before, during, and after a hurricane. We had lots of our sponsors that were on the show, from Delivery Maintenance, Best Roofing, Elkon Electric, Douglas Orr Plumbing, and Service Master 24/7.
Yeah, and we definitely
Driveway Maintenance.
That's all right. Yeah, we definitely got lots of compliments about last week's show, Karen. And our sponsors were definitely informative. And again, I want to thank them for coming in last week. And in fact, you know, we put together a great hurricane newsletter. And if you want to see it, all of our sponsors wrote in little blogs, little tips about what to do, again, both before, during, and after a storm. Go to www.condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. Click on the newsletter section, and you can get a copy of that newsletter. But if you also missed last week's show and you want to get some great hurricane tips, just go to our show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and definitely listen to last week's show. It was really informative.
Very good. And happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know you celebrated your birthday this week. I saw it on Facebook. How was it? You don't look any older. You look thinner. You look wonderful.
Yeah, we're trying. Thanks. Trying. But all right, how about we start the show a little off topic? A funny birthday story. How about that? But it's also Florida related. Okay, it is Florida related. All right, as we all know, there's basically two supermarkets in Florida down here. We have Publix and Winn-Dixie. And to me, always, Publix was the winner by
far.
Big
time.
Yeah, no question about it. But on Tuesday, which was my birthday, my daughter Jamie, she wants to get me a cake. And for some reason, don't ask me why, she wanted to go to Winn-Dixie instead. And she winds up going there with my mother-in-law, and she picks out a cake that's labeled as a chocolate cake. She knows how much I like chocolate. And it certainly says chocolate on the box, chocolate on the inside. And all she does is she tells the counter person, you know, just right, happy birthday, Eric, on it, right? Doesn't sound too complicated. Not too difficult so far. Well, the counter person hands my daughter back the cake, and it looks horrible. It looks like really the person who put the happy birthday, Eric, on it, they were basically blindfolded at the time.
My
and
God.
You cannot make out that it says happy birthday, Eric, or anything else resembling English for that matter.
Right.
I mean, Karen, you saw it. What
do
you think?
I mean, it looked like Arabic or something.
Right, exactly.
And the balloons,
right.
Well, oh.
Yeah. So my daughter, after being handed this cake, she says to the person who gave it to her, hey, I can't read it. You know, can you fix it up? It doesn't make sense. And the person from Winn-Dixie says to her, if you can believe this, what's the difference? You're going to eat the cake anyway.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, now I got to tell you, if this had been my father that was handed back the cake, you know, may he rest in peace, I can tell you, the person behind the counter, they would be wearing the cake. My father would have put it right on their head.
Holy moly.
My father would have been arrested that day. No two ways about it. But my 16-year-old daughter didn't want to fight back, and she winds up taking the cake home. And we laughed about it. And I posted a little funny story on Facebook, and I took a picture of the cake. And there was a million, you know, lots of funny responses. And about an hour later, I put the candles on the cake. I blow out the candles, and now I finally look forward to tasting the chocolate because I love chocolate.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
and
no.
I cut the cake open, and of course, it's vanilla. I hate vanilla.
Holy moly.
I bet you hate it so much you still ate it, though, right?
I did eat the cake. I got to admit that, though. I did try it, though. But
oh, my God.
You know, but I got to tell you, now I'm even more of a Publix fan than ever before. So that's one way to start the show today. How about this? Publix or Winn-Dixie? Which is better? Where do you shop? Which do you prefer? And if you want to actually see a picture of this ridiculous cake, just go to my Facebook page. I promise you will laugh. Just type in Eric Glazer.
Awesome.
That cake will come up. I promise it'll put you in a good mood. You will definitely laugh. The phones are on fire.
Yes.
Let's go to Ron. How are you, Ron? Hello?
Hey, Ron.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
How are you? Happy birthday, and I'm sorry about the cake situation.
Thank you. What's going on?
Two questions for you. The easy one first. Will you be having the updated information on the new recall procedures at the certification school thing in September?
Yes, we will be talking about changes to the recall statute, and basically they have to do with timelines. The procedure itself,
yes.
The procedure itself hasn't changed, except the time frames to actually get that recall accomplished now have been shortened, but now you can't file for the first 2 months after an election, and the division can't accept your arbitration petition for recall if there's 2 months before the next election. So you basically have now an 8-month window instead of a 12-month period.
And is election being the operative word, if there is no election and just the board members that are, you know, let's say you have 5 seats and then only 4 people wanted to be on it. So does that matter?
If there's 5 people, it's a 5-person board and only 4 people submit their names, are you telling me can you still file a recall?
Right. I mean, does it matter? Because, I mean, there they talk about election.
Yeah,
and
if you
have 5 people, there is no election.
Yeah.
You know?
I would say, good question. And I would say that the arbitration division would probably take the position that an election was attempted, not enough people submitted their names, but that still meets the actual intent of the statute. So therefore, no, they probably would not accept your petition for filing, even if not enough people submitted their names. That's what I believe. But it's a good question. Good question, great question. But yeah, in all candor, the way I know the division thinks, I can tell you no, they would not accept it. Okay?
Okay, so basically the highlights are that the 60 days before and after.
Correct, that's exactly right, Ron. Just the time periods were shortened. The procedures remain the same, meaning you still need a majority of the unit owners to vote in favor of it.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Ron. Yeah. We got Ron. We got to move on to the next call, Ron. Sorry about that. All right, who else we got?
Marianne.
How are you, Marianne?
Oh, hi there.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I see the notes say that you cannot get somebody to serve on your community.
On our grievance committee, I'm on the board. We have a townhome community with the homeowner association. And, everyone, it's hard enough to get anyone to serve on anything these days anyway. But now with this particular committee, people are afraid of retaliation or whatever. So what do we do? It seems like with the law, it seems like that our hands are tied. We have no, we can't do violations. And
yeah, we've heard this 1,000 times before. Let's put our cards on the table, Marianne. You know, if you want to win friends and influence people in your community, becoming a member of the fining committee, especially in an HOA where people can lose their homes because of a fine, is probably not the way to go. Rather than doing that, you better serve like starting a Mahjong tournament or something like that. Definitely not serving on the committee. But in all candor, this is why a lot of times I'm not so much in favor. I know, Scott, you kind of feel the same way about it. We're not big on the fining issue, never really thought it works in a lot of communities. Sometimes communities differ with us, and they say, no, we've gotten it to work. But primarily for the reason you stated, it's oftentimes impossible to get people to actually volunteer for fear of retaliation.
Right. And yeah. we can't pay people, right? And you can't. Can you get people from another community to help you switch off?
No.
And do my community? We'll do yours. No.
No, absolutely not. It's a good point, but I don't believe the statute allows for it.
So the only alternative to get someone to fix their screens is to hire an attorney.
Well, that's right. In other words, if you're not going to go through with the fining process in an HOA, not necessarily. You don't need an attorney for all things. I don't want you to think that you do. For example, in an HOA,
small claims court,
but a lot of disputes in an HOA have to start out in what's called mediation rather than the courthouse. Mediation is a very informal process where the parties go and they meet in front of a neutral third party, a mediator. That's what I have done on many, many occasions. I got certified by the Supreme Court as a mediator a couple of years ago, and I love serving in that capacity because you have both sides coming in front of you, telling you the nature of their dispute, and the mediator simply tries to resolve it before it gets to court. Now, in an HOA, many disputes are required to start out that way and are forbidden from going to court unless and until the mediation process fails first. Well, and you don't need a lawyer to go to mediation. Absolutely not.
And let me retract what I just said also, because actually if they went to court, I mean, let's say mediation didn't work out and they went to court, they couldn't go to small claims court on the issue that Marianne just spoke about, because that's an issue in equity.
Yeah, so they might not have jurisdiction.
So you go to the mediator and the loser pays the mediator?
No, you both pay the mediator.
Right. There's no winner or loser in mediation.
Is it binding?
Yeah, absolutely. If you arrive at a settlement in mediation, that settlement does in fact become binding and enforceable. And it's funny you said, you know, there's really no winner or loser. I like to say when I'm handling a mediation, at the end of the day, if both parties walk out feeling a little miserable, that they both lost a little bit, then I know probably a fair result was achieved.
Right.
And you probably wouldn't have done better in a court of law.
And you can do that for something like the screen or something. We're not talking about a monetary issue.
For covenant enforcement disputes, then yes, those types of issues, they actually do have to get mediated before going to court first. Okay? Marianne, we got to take the next call. All right, I think this next person, I think, is Ron. How are you, Ron?
Yeah, this is Ron from Davie. How you doing, sir?
How are you?
My birthday's this month, too, on the 23rd. I got in an argument with my management company. Remember last time I told you I was having problems with them not keeping up with the property and stuff?
Okay.
He got mad at me, and he basically told me my opinion doesn't matter. But I think it does, because I've been here 21 years. It's a trust for me, and it's under my parents' name, and it's a trust. And I've been here 21 years and never really had a problem. I always try to keep the place. I always try to keep my area clean, and when you go outside, the place looks like a disaster. My girlfriend got sick in the swimming pool. I called the health department, and he got upset with me for calling, and my girlfriend is healing, and my other neighbor got sick, and his kids got sick in the pool, and he basically said our opinion doesn't mean anything, and he don't even live in our complex. He's an outside entity.
Ron, here's the bottom line. While you have a management company, and they may not be doing their job, the only people that can fire that management company is your board of directors. So,
yes, and the board is not very good either. They have a guy on the board that owes money and late fees, and one lady.
Well, if he's more than
one lady is trying really hard to fight them, and she's in her 80s. I said, you need to relax, my friend. You need to relax.
Yeah, well, it's funny you said that person is not paying their dues. If they're more than 90 days delinquent, that person is not on the board anymore, even though they may think they're on the board. I bet you also, Scott.
Oh, they reelect them. They reelect.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. If you're 90 days delinquent, you can't serve on the board, period.
Okay.
I also get the feeling if the board is going to be, you know, of an arrogant nature, perhaps like that, I bet you they're not even certified, Scott. What do you think? Too good to get certified.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like he's in an
HOA,
though.
You guys stroll by here and check it out. It's at 7610 Sterling Road, Countryside Apartments.
Yeah.
And come in and see our pool. It's up to par now because I called the health department because my girlfriend and another family had gotten sick. And he got upset with me because I called. I have a right to call.
Absolutely. But Ron,
and if he says otherwise, go pound pork.
Ron, we got to go to our first break of the hour. Thanks for the phone call. Again, boils down to, You don't like the way the community looks. Time to get the board out of the equation, bring in some new people. But let's take our first break, and when we get back, we're going to actually talk about something that we didn't expect to talk about today, and it has to do with the emotional support animal issue. It has to do with the fact that there's a lot of companies out there producing vests for emotional support animals, and persons with real disabilities and real support animals are starting to feel the negative effects of that. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call Brandon Levy at 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
To Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And, by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners and want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars. Well, you'll meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, and have a commercial spot during each week's show. You can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right, something a little more than the Publix versus a little more important than the Publix versus Winn-Dixie debate. You know, over the years on the show, Scott and I have been pretty vocal about how we feel sometimes about people trying to bring their pet into a no-pet community because they're alleging that the pet is an emotional support animal. And, you know, they get basically medical notes that say the animal basically makes him feel better. Now, I'll give Scott a lot of credit here because he always said that some of the claims, you know, may be so far-fetched and outrageous that it definitely winds up hurting the real claims of people who truly need service animals. And Scott has always said, you know, eventually people with true disabilities like blindness, they're eventually going to start getting upset about some of these claims that these emotional support dogs with no training whatsoever, that they're somehow entitled to the same protection as service animals who go through training for months and years at all kinds of incredible costs.
I'm from Rochester, Michigan, where they train the C&I dogs.
Right.
And it's amazing. The street corners have special walk lights and everything. They go through a lot. And sure enough, Scott was right. There was a recent article in the Sun Sentinel that was titled Fake Service Dog Gear Creates Problems for Americans with Disabilities. And the article says that public confusion, legal loopholes, and shady internet businesses have led to an epidemic of fake service dog certificates, vests, and harnesses for use on ordinary pets.
Right.
And advocates for the disabled say the issue is creating big headaches for those who truly need the canine's assistance.
Yeah, and let me get this straight out there. Also, I'm not just talking about, you know, service animals that are getting a negative stigma. There's a real need for these emotional support animals. Also, there are a lot of people coming back from the wars that our country are currently engaged in that have, you know, some sort of emotional disability that's attached to them from coming back, and there are a lot of great programs where people are placed with trained animals that help them deal with whatever they're going through. And, you know, quite frankly, those are the people that are probably getting hurt the most by, you know, all of these phony baloney companies out there. And, you know, here's something. The problem has apparently gotten so bad that Canine Companions for Independence, the nation's largest breeding and training service dog program, launched an online petition this week asking the U.S. Department of Justice to take action. This organization is, it's really upset because there are a lot of unscrupulous businesses out there who sell things to people who want to take their dogs into stores and restaurants, but they don't need them.
Exactly, yeah. And our office deals with this issue all the time. You know, owners or renters ask the association if they could bring their pet into the condominium, even though it's a no-pet community. And in support of their request, they attach a document that they basically got off the internet that says their dog is certified somehow as an emotional support animal. You know, first of all, again, no such thing as an animal being certified as an emotional support animal. You know, an emotional support animal needs no training whatsoever, unlike a service animal, which performs, you know, very specific functions, for example, like leading a blind person. But these people, you know, present these ridiculous certificates saying that their pet is somehow certified. And that document, it's really, it's a meaningless joke. And to prove that point, one time before an actual court hearing, I went online and I registered a fake dog. I gave him the name as Pluto, and I certified him as an emotional support animal for its owner, Mickey Mouse.
This is you went online.
Yeah. This is something
I did.
We did it together. Okay. Well, again, we registered Pluto for Mickey Mouse. You know, we paid the fee, and sure enough.
No, you did pay the fee.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And the computer spits out the stupid certificate saying that now Pluto is the emotional support animal for Mickey Mouse.
So, how much is the fee, just out of curiosity?
It was about $80.
Right. So okay. I think $79.99.
Wow.
So can you imagine the money that's being made on this ridiculousness?
Fist.
Okay. So to be clear, you know, there are two types of animals that are currently protected under the Fair Housing Act and the Americans with Disabilities Act. One is a service animal. A service animal are the animals we expect to be called service animals, people that, you know, dogs that help blind people or paraplegics or quadriplegics, etc. And there's another type of animal called an emotional support animal that doesn't need any type of specific training, and this is what's being abused. This is what's there's just basically absolutely no threshold that these animals have to meet, and while some of them are really being used to help people with emotional disabilities, it is just too darn easy to fake it, and this is what all the fraud is about.
Absolutely.
Okay, Paul Edwards is the president of the Florida Council of the Blind, and he says there's no penalty for people in Florida who fraudulently claim their dog is a service animal.
Right, isn't that horrible? But it gets worse. One person is quoted in the article as saying that people bring their dogs into restaurants wearing their fake vests all the time, and because it's not a really true service animal with proper training, the dog eventually starts barking, or it goes to the bathroom on the floor, it bites other, you know, bites people or in the restaurant, and it's negatively affecting those people who have real service animals who are now getting questioned about their animals for the first time before they walk into a restaurant with their legitimate animals. It's now starting to have a negative effect on blind people, for example, who truly have trained service dogs.
Yeah, and, you know, the article goes on to say that a recent search of eBay found more than 22,000 sellers of service dog patches.
God.
You know, you can go on there right now, everybody, and buy whatever you need to get your turtle to be called a service turtle, I suppose.
Yeah, right.
And there's actually a website out there, it's at cci.org, that is seeking to get 10,000 signatures next week saying that the problem needs to be stopped. I signed it yesterday.
Yeah, and so did I sign it. And when we get back from our bottom of the hour break, I'm going to tell you what that petition drive is all about. I'll tell you what they want you to sign. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'd love to know what you guys think about the emotional support animal debate. Again, we'll be back right after this.
InveriSystems protect communities better than anyone because InveriSystems focus strictly on the unique needs of gated communities, HOAs, condo associations, and CDDs, proving Invera to be the experienced leader in community protection. Invera's virtual gate guard solution uses state-licensed virtual guards, high-resolution digital cameras, and video recorders to greet guests, contact residents, and grant or deny access at entrance points using two-way audio and one-way video. Invera now secures hundreds of gate points, access control entry points, and amenities like clubhouses, pools, and parks. Your entire community can be protected by Invera's virtual gate guards, active audio surveillance, and access control systems that will increase your community's security at a fraction of the cost of traditional security services. Contact Invera Systems today for a free security consultation. Visit us online at InveraSystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A Systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
This is Elliot, and I am 850 WFTL.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repairs should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, ElconElectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Pipe burst in your condo unit or home? Drains backed up? Showers not working? Toilets not flushing? Call Douglas Orr Plumbing, the family-owned plumbers in Florida for the past 40 years. At Douglas Orr Plumbing, they have licensed professional, insured plumbers and provide 24/7 emergency service. Their philosophy is simple. Work hard, be honest, and stand behind your work. In fact, Douglas Orr Plumbing won the Angie's List Super Service Award for 2012, and they've been receiving this esteemed award consistently since 2007. Douglas Orr Plumbing offers senior citizen discounts discounts and savings coupons on the website. Wherever you are in South Florida, if you have a plumbing problem, Douglas Orr Plumbing is your solution. Residential, commercial, or industrial repairs. And they have over 20 fully stocked service trucks ready to hit the road. If your condo or HOA needs plumbing repairs or services, high pressure jetting, or leak detection, give Douglas Orr a call. 800-368-4677. That's 800-368-4677. And don't forget to visit the website, orrplumbing.com, for money-saving discounts. Go with the plumbing pros at Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, before we went to the break, we were talking about the problems that canine companions for independence say that lots of their members are facing as a result of lots of products now being sold on the market or through eBay. Which basically puts vests on emotional support animals or just any other dog, even if they're not an emotional support animal.
I want to ask you, can we get somebody from this Groupon, maybe?
We're going to try to do that next week.
I mean, I have no less than, let's say, 10 cases right now where I'm dealing with people who are completely taking advantage of the law, who are clearly not disabled. They got their letters from their chiropractors and whatnot, but the fact of the matter is these people, I'm not going to name any names, obviously, but you know, it is becoming an awful situation for people who truly need these animals.
Absolutely.
Because if you got 9 people in your condo that are trying to perpetrate a fraud on the association, and the one person that truly needs it makes a request, they're going to be treated probably like the people who are perpetrating the fraud.
Hey, there's cases that, you know, we're aware of where you have young people in their 20s who work all day, who actually leave the home all day. The pet stays home, right? They're not with the pet all day because they're going to some office or some other place where they work, yet claiming they have a need for an emotional support animal, despite the fact that they're not with that animal, you know, 10 hours a day. And the case that was ruled upon...
If they work for you, 14.
Right.
Yeah.
And on an easy day.
Yeah.
And if you look at the 4th District Court of Appeal case that came out last year that Judge DeMorgian wrote, he basically made it clear that, you know, the fact that somebody works... That might be a sign in and of itself that, you know, they don't need that emotional support animal. Unlike, you know, again, a blind person who needs that seeing eye dog with them 24/7. And, you know, that's the main difference. But, as Scott was saying, we both went to that website yesterday and we signed a petition. And here's what their petition actually says. It's actually drafted to the Department of Justice, the Civil Rights Division in Washington, D.C., and the petition says, I'm writing to urge you to investigate and stop the online sale of fake service dog certification products to pet dog owners. For a few dollars over the internet, anyone can obtain assistance, dog products such as vests, collars, leashes, harnesses, and identification to pose their pets as service animals and give them an all-access pass to grocery stores, restaurants, and other places where family pets are otherwise not allowed. When untrained pet dogs are somewhere they shouldn't be, it creates all kinds of problems that make business owners think twice before allowing the same access to legitimate service dogs and the people who need them. This outrageous and potentially dangerous fraud only adds to the discrimination often faced by people with disabilities who actually need assistance dogs. Legitimate service dogs require years of expert training to perform specific commands like picking up dropped items and opening doors that benefit people with disabilities, many of them U.S. veterans who are injured while fighting for this country. These dogs provide calm, reliable assistance to their human partners and help them live more independently. Now's the time to crack down on service dog fraud and end the online sale of fake service dog certification products. Please don't allow the benefits of a service dog to be taken away from people who need them. I urge you to take action immediately to prevent the owners of untrained pet dogs from abusing this loophole in the Americans with Disabilities Act. We must do all we can to ensure that people who have a legitimate need for an assistance dog can continue to have the access to all public places and public transportation that's required by law. Thank you for taking action. And I got to tell you, I was happy to sign that petition. And, you know, if anybody else agrees with that, again, just go to the Canine Companions for Independence website and sign it just like Scott and I did.
That's CCI.org.
Yes, CCI.org. They're trying to get, I think, 10,000 signatures before next week. And, you know, I certainly agree. It's got to be stopped. And if I was a blind person, I think I'd be more than outraged if I knew that someone was placing a vest around their emotional support animal, thinking that they now have the same rights as I do. And I'd like the federal government to do something about this, too. And, you know, there's some serious fines for, like, parking in a handicapped space.
Yes.
Yeah, why not having some serious fines if you impersonate your animal as a legitimate service animal? But, you know, I'd love to know what our listeners think. You know, give us a call on this emotional support animal problem. Have any of you actually seen dogs or cats out there with their little vests on? What do you think? 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. Yes, Scott, you were saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just wanted to say that, you know, I think there is a very simple solution to all of this. It's the fact that, you know, you can make these emotional support animals, just include them under service animals and make them trained. I mean, that they need to be trained for a specific purpose to help somebody with a specific disability. And, you know, you're going to see a lot less of, you know, two-year-old little foo-foo dogs, you know, that, you know, the only thing they can do is pee when they go inside a restaurant.
Right, right.
It's the only thing they're trained to do that, you know, help people. And you'll see people a lot less bawdy in their attempts to, you know, commit a fraud against, the general public.
You know, and I understand, you know, people are going into their doctor's offices and simply asking the doctor to write a medical note for them saying that they have an emotional condition and the dog helps them. Emotionally, and the doctors certainly think, you know, no harm, no big deal if I write this letter. Perhaps never thinking for a moment that before they put their John Hancock on that letter, they better be able to back it up, perhaps at a deposition later on, or actually having to testify in front of a court or in front of a jury. Doctors, I'm telling you, for those doctors that are listening out there, yes, this can be you sitting having to defend that position.
I got a case right now where a lady is claiming that the dog is an emotional support animal, and not a week goes by where this dog somehow gets out of the house, starts peeing in the lobbies of the condominium. It's bitten people on the elevator.
Oh, no.
We're in litigation right now over this, and she's getting the full benefit and protection of the federal government because all she had to do was get a letter from a doctor that was as vague as possibly could be that said that this dog was somewhat prescribed for some vague disability.
Yeah, and quite frankly, the local offices basically act like a rubber stamp. The condominium can never do anything right, it seems, if they, God forbid, reject somebody's medical claim. But coincidentally, now here's an email from Gilbert in Aventura, who is a longtime listener to the show. And Gilbert asks, please explain the difference between ADA regulations regarding service animals and FHA, Fair Housing Act, regulations regarding emotional support animals and allowing them in no-pet condos.
You want to take this, Eric?
Yeah, sure. Bottom line is, under the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA last year no longer even recognizes emotional support animals. So a business, they can prevent you from bringing your emotional support animal, for example, into a restaurant or any other business for that matter. The federal government looked at this and said, you know what, we're not going to buy it when it comes to businesses. An emotional support animal, no, we're not going to give them the same standing as a fully trained support animal. Now, on the other hand, though, while the ADA was changed, the Fair Housing Act was not changed, and the Fair Housing Act still recognizes emotional support animals. So unlike businesses, condo associations, HOAs, you still have to deal with requests from owners or tenants to bring their emotional support animal into a no-pet community. Now, I see the phones are ringing, but let's do this. We got to take our final break of the hour. Mars and Johnny, I see you're on hold. Taking your calls again, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back after this quick break.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Forestmaster remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call Servicemaster Remediation 24/7, 866-969-6656, 866-969-6656, or visit servicemaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Almost every large building project comes with headaches. Your contractor's a nightmare. The engineer's on a different page. There's problems with the municipality, etc. Well, no more. Call Florida Construction Project Management and say goodbye to the headaches. Florida Construction Project Management can oversee any condominium, hotel, office, or other large building project and get it done as you need it done. They have no affiliation with any contractors, engineers, or suppliers. They work for you. They'll inform you of the progress, keep everyone on the same page, and ensure you're not being taken for a ride. From getting the licenses, insurance, and best quotes to making sure everything's done to code and on time, Florida Construction Project Management will get it done. Why spend personal time getting headaches? Call 954-445-0862 or visit flcpm.com. Florida Construction Project Management. Finally, a company that can help. 954-445-0862 or flcpm.com. License number CGC 1513108.
Do you want hurricane protection for your glass windows and doors, but don't want to go through the cost and expense of shutters or storm-resistant glass? There is an alternative, and that alternative is film lamination for your windows and doors from Lumines. Lumines makes the most advanced and strongest film lamination system of its kind, offering 24-hour protection for your home or office. And here's the real big news. It's the first safety and security film to receive a Metro-Dade approval for hurricane protection. That's right. If your property is 30 feet or higher, their product is approved for hurricane protection by the Permitting, Environment, and Regulatory Affairs Department of Dade County. If you want to find out how to protect your condominium or commercial property with Lumines window film and forget about installing ugly shutters or expensive hurricane glass, give Lumines a call at 1-800-573-9979. That's 1-800-573-9979. And to learn more, visit the website at luminesfilms.com. That's L-U-M-E-N-E-S-S-E films.com.
Welcome back to the final final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, here's the rule with the calls we got left, though. You have to start the call by telling us Publix or Winn-Dixie. Otherwise, we don't take your question. All right, let's go to Johnny in Miami. How are you, Johnny?
Hey, Eric. Actually, Costco, man. Come on. Don't have a good take.
Good answer.
All right, you threw us a curve there. All right, no problem, Johnny. How can we help?
Anyway, A is Johnny Clipper Boy. Nice talking to you again. I got a question. Can you elaborate a little bit about receivership in a building and how are we able to do it? And if I, can I do it without the assistance of our attorney? I just go to the court myself?
Let me say this. Right now, I'm actually involved in a case that's made its way up to the Florida Supreme Court, and we're expecting a decision perhaps shortly. And it has to do with under what circumstances can a receiver be appointed to take over a condominium. If you look at the statute has very, very few reasons as to why an association can be put into receivership. For example, when you don't have enough people that are willing to serve on the board to constitute a quorum. For example, after a natural disaster and the board members can't be found, the unit owner can petition for a receivership.
Yeah, John, you got to understand that when a court orders a receiver to take over a condominium association, this is like the most severe remedy a court can grant. They're basically saying, you guys don't know what you're doing. We're taking away your right to run your company, and we're going to put some complete stranger in charge of it that answers to me.
And that's going to cost you a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, again,
but the thing is that in our case, that sounds pretty good. Okay. we need that.
If you have a board of directors that is in place, right, and that they've been properly elected by the community, and you can't really prove that the board is acting, let's say, in self-interest or they haven't been stealing money, it's going to be pretty difficult. At least my opinion is it's going to be pretty difficult.
We've done it.
Yeah, to get a receiver appointed by the court. Again, only because the argument is, well, you don't like what the board is doing, recall them. There's ways to get that board out, which is a far less drastic remedy than appointing a receiver.
Okay, well, sure. No, my question initially was because there's nobody for the next term, and it's not because we've already recalled the old board,
right.
So there's no. I understand that portion of it, but we don't have anybody for the next one, and we're in dire, desperate situations
well,
here.
If nobody is willing to serve on the board, that's a different story. And yes, under that type of circumstances, any unit owner can petition the court for a receiver to run the affairs of the association.
What would that be?
That would probably be the circuit court of the county in which the property is located. And a unit owner, I believe, has to put up notice first in order to move for a receiver. They actually have to post notice in the community that they're going to be moving for a receiver in the circuit court. And I think that notice has to be posted, I want to say, for 30 days.
Yeah, and respectfully, while you would, the party that would be doing it would be a unit owner. So technically, a unit owner can do this themselves, pro se. I would not recommend it. This is a very serious technical thing. That an attorney should probably be, retained to handle.
Exactly. Yeah. Hope that answers your question.
Thank you.
All right, Johnny. Okay, thanks a lot. All right, how about we go to Mars in West Palm Beach?
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I am okay. I just wanted to know, with an HOA, can they foreclose if, say, the property was acquired through quitclaim deed? Now, the person on the note and the mortgage was never served with any papers or whatsoever. Can they just go along and not serve that person or the person living there and still foreclose?
So you're saying you have one person who actually owns it. You have other people who are on the note and the deed?
And the mortgage.
The note and the mortgage?
Yes. And they were never served with any documents.
Okay. So if the homeowner association does not serve the parties who are on the note and mortgage, and I can tell you there's no chance that the note and mortgage is going to be wiped out. And if it's a second mortgage, that would probably be a mistake on the association's part. But if it's a first,
it's a first mortgage.
Well, if it's a first mortgage, again, when an association forecloses on a property and there's a first mortgage already there, the association note does not have to name that first mortgage because that first mortgage is basically a superior interest to the association's lien.
In fact, if the association does name it and the first mortgage is required to file anything, the association can get hit with attorney's fees because it would be sanctionable for naming the superior interest.
Right. That's why, you know, when an association forecloses, if there's a first mortgage like a bank there, then if the association winds up getting the property back at its own foreclosure sale, the association owns that property, but with that mortgage still on the property.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So,
okay, but what I'm saying, can they go ahead and foreclose even though the person that's on the note was never served?
The association, if the association wants to foreclose on a unit, okay, and they want that person to pay back what is owed, or they want the property sold at a foreclosure sale, the association is required simply to sue the parties that are or were owners of the property. I don't care if that owner signed any notes of any kind. Anybody who was an owner at any time then where a debt incurred to the association, that's who needs to be named as parties to the case.
Oh, so the other person that claim the deal to the person.
They could be named as defendant too. In other words, you don't get rid of your debt to the owed to the association simply by quit claiming your property quickly to your buddy. The association should name both parties.
Well, okay? They did not. They just named the one person, and the one person was.
Again, they should probably name both if they ever intend on trying to get the money back. But if they're interested in just kicking the person out of the unit and having the property sold, then probably just naming the person who's currently on ownership is good enough. Okay?
Oh, wow. All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Mars.
Hey, Eric, before we go, what's going on with some of our seminars and whatnot?
Seminars, quickly. Okay, the seminar for September 26th, I can tell you we have so many people signing up for it. We're going to be teaching, as you know, for the first time, we're going to be certifying both condo board members and HOA members. Yeah, so we're getting a lot of people signing up for the course. We're doing that in Hollywood on, again, September 26th. We'll be all over the state. We'll talk about the schedule next week. But
it's on your website, too.
It is. Yeah, go to the Condo Craze and HOA's website. Thanks for tuning in for yet another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. Write in with your comments. Again, Publix or Winn-Dixie.
Yeah,
okay?
That cake was. Right. And look at Aaron's birthday cake.
Yeah, go to the Facebook page. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in for another week on Condo Craze and HOAs. Talk to you again next week.